Hello, welcome to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. If you are like most, you are here because you want to gain insights on how to best scale a business. To achieve optimum scaling, many metrics are important. Sales, leads, cost of customer acquisition, gross revenues. However, as you know, no statistic is as important as profits, both net and gross. For over a decade, your host, Richard Doherty, has helped his clients increase their profits, often turning them into profit-rich winners. To help listeners like you achieve stellar profits in business, Richard has written an ebook entitled Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It includes profit-making advice from Richard, as well as some of the top guests he's had on the podcast. Just for listening, it is yours free. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. Now, over to the show with Richard Doherty, founder and host.
Hello, I'm Richard, a change and transformation consultant and self-confessed fintech enthusiast. And today, we continue our series looking at the evolution of fintech in 2023.
Hello, I'm Richard Doherty, founder and CEO of ScaleUp Consulting and author of Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. And today, we continue our series looking at the evolution of fintech into 2023 and beyond. And, you know, super excited to have none other than Nick on the show today. Nick is the sales director over at Mambu. And obviously, we know Mambu. They're doing some really great stuff in the cloud native space. And we're going to be diving into that world during today's discussion. So welcome on the show, Nick. Great to have you.
Yeah, thanks, Richard. Looking forward to talk to you. This is, of course, really a topic that we live every day and we're excited about. So happy to talk.
Brilliant. And as we kick off the conversation and as we kicked off the series, I've been asking all my guests over the past few weeks, what excites them about FinTech in 2023? So I'm going to ask you the same thing. What excites you as we head into 2023 about the FinTech ecosystem?
Well, FinTech is hot on the list, right? On any, investment, where the investments are going from the analyst. And it's really, let's say, a hot topic and continues to be. Actually, I joined after 12 years at other core banking parties not too long ago at Mambu. And what excites me really is that we're really working today in an ecosystem where Mambu, together with the partners in the ecosystem, really drive innovation by combining different solutions in the ecosystem that together builds the customer experience that that fintech or bank wants to put in the market to differentiate themselves. What I really like is that nowadays, this integration is so easy that it is really almost like Lego blocks, right? That some of the vendors talk about, to combine Lego blocks into your banking stack and be very quick to market with new offerings. Mm-hmm. What I also see is that, you know, some of the fintechs in the current climate are, of course, really eager to go quick to market, right? Where maybe in the old days, some of the projects were taking long, which is costly, and the cost of capital have been changing. So what we see is that the clients expect us, when they come to Mambu, to be really, you know, launching in a matter of 6 to 9 months. And that is, I think, something very exciting that we can nowadays do that in fintech. I think the other interesting thing is that, right, we have some of our clients who are active in one market, and they really look quickly to launch into new markets, to grab the opportunity as quick as they can. And with solutions that we're going to talk today about, which, of course, are the pure SaaS solutions, it's actually really easy to go into other markets. So it's really exciting times with clients who are very ambitious, and Mambu is helping them in those ambitions.
Brilliant. And as we sort of get our feet wet and start submerging into the world that is cloud native, you know, for those folks out there that are doing some of this right now, what do you think are the essential things that people need to know about cloud native as we head into 2023? Because it has evolved quite significantly over the last few years, right?
Well, you use an interesting word calling it cloud native. And actually, sometimes at Mambu, we are a little bit educating our clients or prospect as to what we mean about that and what some of the other players in the market mean about it. So I think what is essential to know, and that was your question, is there are, of course, existing players in the market who have software, for example, in my case, for core banking, who they have managed to move from an on-prem model to a cloud model. And then, you know, you have a certain customer specific version of that software, and that is then being offered as a cloud offering. And we at Mambu have a slightly different view about it, because if you call something cloud native, then typically you don't expect that you are on a certain version. You don't expect that you need to do, let's say, testing when a new version is being delivered. You don't expect a slowdown in your time to market because of all this testing. What we mean with pure cloud native is that all your clients across the globe are on a single code line. The, let's say the management of the system is fully done by us, by Mambu. You just consume the APIs. You don't need to worry. There will be no upgrades, no updates. You really just consume the API. And it's up to us to, let's say, improve the system, improve the platform, add new functionality, and make that available to all the clients. So the fact custom code does not exist in cloud native, right? You all are using the same software across the globe. And it's just on a per account basis. So no hidden costs. You pay for what you get. And I think that is really what cloud native is about today. And of course, also in 2023.
I can see that. And what are the underlying benefits to this type of platform for multiple clients in that ecosystem and on the platforms?
Well, I was once at school also and did some other courses over the time. And I always learned that IT cost is 70%, keep the lights on, and 30% is then left for change and do innovation. I think if you really compare what pure SaaS means, is that your cost to keep the lights on are reduced significantly, because you actually don't have to do all this testing and all this version control. So that means there's more money to be spent on innovation or change. And when you're a pure SaaS player and everything is actually done by configuration, even the cost of change. Yeah? So in the old days, that 30% of budget that you have left was, of course, used to build new stuff. And that is an effort of coding and testing. In a pure SaaS environment, it's actually configuration. So you really can do a lot of change and innovation and product differentiation with a smaller budget. And I think that's very exciting for, I would say, any financial institution.
Yeah, and I grew up in, I don't want to say the dark days, but the days of integrating different systems. So I remember trying to integrate trading systems with back office systems with external regulatory providers like the FCA, as an example. And a bit of a headache, right? There's a lot of work involved in that, especially when you have a plethora of different third-party providers, different APIs, different interfaces, etc. But it sounds like some of that headache is taken away here, i.e. that integration layer is partly or partially removed, and which gives the customers the added benefit of obviously customizing certain flows for themselves, but also, you know, a cost benefit, because they don't have to worry about exactly the headache that I had to worry about all those years ago, right?
Well, this is what we typically call the spaghetti of the architecture. I think where we are today, so there is typically a marketplace, right, where Mambu, for example, offers integration with the partners in our ecosystem. And with some of these partners, there are actually pre-built interfaces that can be selected as part of your SaaS offering. And then that interface is off the shelf, which allows you not only to be quick to market, because, you know, you can just consume the connector to have the integration with the other systems in your ecosystem. But also these interfaces are kept up to date when there is a small change needed from the interface perspective. So you can really today build your, I would say, bank by using parties in the ecosystem and the existing integrations, that you are very quick to market and you don't have that spaghetti that is unique to you. And of course, spaghetti means risk. Spaghetti means a slowdown of change. And that's, I think, the benefit that open banking and the whole composable banking philosophy that Mambu is preaching gives to the market nowadays.
Yeah, you mentioned that ecosystem and that easy integration of, I guess, the platform like Mambu is able to provide to the customers with inside that ecosystem. But as you're going on a journey, if you're a customer looking at this type of solution, how can you best prepare your internal workforce, your internal architecture to really get the maximum benefit out of integrating or upgrading maybe to this type of platform?
Well, I think the typical conversation we have with banks is, in what part of your customer journey do you believe you add unique value as a bank or as a financial institution or as a fintech? And typically, you know, other elements in the ecosystem are then, I would say, not strategic to you. So then I would really advise that you choose those components very carefully so that you have, let's say, the best of breed from the market for those components and focus maybe more where you want to differentiate on either taking that piece in-house or do more, let's say, custom tweaking or custom configuration on those elements. What we see is that typically the layer that Mambu is in is really, let's say, a element in a wider stack where the uniqueness of your bank is typically in other pieces of the ecosystem. Doesn't mean your core is not very important, let's be clear. But what we see is that the offering that Mambu offers is typically fitting the needs of, like, I would say, 95% of the clients we're talking to, which means we are covering typically the functionality needed for the core. Yeah, but it's a strategic decision really for every client where they want to differentiate and where they look at off-the-market solutions to make their whole architecture.
Want to increase the profits in your business? Download Richard's ebook right now, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It will help you find new ways to increase your profits. Best of all, it's free. Go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.
Yeah, as we head into a new year, there's a lot of noise in the market about a number of different factors, macroeconomic factors, investment factors, etc. But what do you see as, you know, some of the core trends in this space right now coming out from a pure business perspective? What are the things that your clients and your ecosystem are talking about that people out there need to be aware of and, you know, start investigating to make certain that they're part of that evolution?
Well, when you take more the financial angle to it, of course, right? We're both consumers also, right? So you see the cost of living has been changing for businesses also, right? The cost of energy is changing. So clearly the macroeconomics are changing. So from a market demand perspective, actually a lot of our clients with, let's say, a plan to be in the lending space again, where it has been very popular, but it continues to be popular. With the higher interest, we also see, hey, we want to launch more deposits again, right? Deposits with the current interest rates are becoming interesting as well. So you see, let's say, focus on the deposits and lending very active. What I also see, if you talk about more general trends in the market, is that typically, you know, certain parties are on certain cloud providers when it comes to their offering. We are very close to all the three cloud providers, and they have their financial services clouds as well. And we see that they're pushing very hard on showing the benefits that it means to be with your multiple elements of your banking stack on that financial services cloud. And that we see that as Mambu, as we can offer it on all three clouds, it's a benefit that clients have the flexibility to leverage then those financial services clouds. And Google has that, Microsoft has that, AWS has that. So that's also a trend I'm seeing.
What about market trends? So, you know, I speak to a lot of people. And most recently, I mean, this year, actually, there's been a number of discussions I've had with companies and individuals out in the Middle East, specifically actually in Riyadh, in Saudi Arabia, somewhat in Dubai. There just seems to be quite an interesting ecosystem, specifically in the fintech world, being built up over there. And there seems to be quite a lot of opportunity. So I'm wondering, sort of from a Mambu perspective, is this something that you guys see as well as an opportunity that you're investigating, or is it not really on the radar right now? That's just the Middle East. Are there other markets, you know, Africa, maybe the US, that also are maybe as buoyant as the Middle East seems right now? It'd be great to get your views on that.
Well, my market is actually the Benelux, the Nordics, and the Baltics. So I'm a little bit further from the Middle East example that you're giving. But what we do see is that when we start to engage with clients and they are either on the lending or on the leasing side, on the mortgages side, we do see that typically together with the SIs, clients look for advice. What are the right, let's say, best of breed components in, let's say, the customer journey that we're talking about? Let's say lending, for example. So what's the right solution for the KYC piece or for the credit scoring or for the onboarding? So we see a lot of, let's say, market demand on getting advice from us, and the big SIs typically play a role here, as to what is then that ecosystem for that specific journey. And the interesting element of that is, of course, that to implement such a solution nowadays, we talked about the ease with the APIs, is quite easy, to be honest, right? It is much more easier than the spaghetti days of the past. And what I see as an interesting trend, when we talk still about trends, is that actually clients then say to us and to the SIs, we like this, we believe in this composable architecture, but wouldn't it be nice if there is like a managed services layer offered on top of these different components that we are selecting, so that we have the benefit in one way of having the composable banking architecture, but at the other side also the comfort of, let's say, talking to one or two parties to bring that all together in a single offering to us. That to me is a trend, right? You can go as detailed in as selecting for every single solution a player, but it also comes with a responsibility, and not all parties, all banks or fintechs are ready for that.
Yeah, so some really interesting insights there. And as we look to wrap up this conversation today, what's the one bit of advice that you'd like to give to leaders in financial services and sort of in the fintech ecosystem as we head into 2023?
That's, of course, the big question. I would say there's so much going on in this market space, right? I wouldn't call it a hype, but it's really, really active. I would always go for parties who have proven what they have done. Not in one market, but in multiple markets, and not, let's say, for 1 year and not go through, let's say, implementations to have a proof point. Of course, Mambu is 12 years in business, right? We have over 250 clients. We run 80 million accounts. So I think some of these credits we have count for themselves. And then the proof is, are you bringing your clients live? Core banking is a topic close to your heart and to my heart. We have the good stories, but of course, the market also knows of some of the bad stories of projects really going south. With Mambu, we did almost 50 implementations in the last 18 months. Actually, I call it implementation, but it is onboarding. So my advice would be, you know, look to select those vendors that have proven, because you can only make the right choice once, and you don't want to be betting on the wrong horses here. So that's an advice, of course, coming from Mambu. Here we are very comfortable.
Yeah, and some sage advice there, and definitely something that in these testing times, everyone out there should be more aware of, put it that way. And you know, as we wrap up the show today, how can folks out there get in touch with you and the guys at Mambu if they so wish to?
Well, of course, we have our website. We're very active on all the different social media channels. We all use LinkedIn, so happy for somebody to reach out to me. I can help you in the internal organization. My name, of course, is on the podcast. So happy to engage. We are in many events as well. We were at Cyboss. We are at many, many fintech events around the globe. So you will see us surely close by your location as well. But I can be a contact person, and the website is a good way to contact us as well.
Brilliant, Nick. Thanks so much for joining us today. And to folks out there, look forward to you tuning in again next week to continue our discussion on our series as we look at the evolution of fintech into 2023 and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Fintech Scaling Show podcast. Please take advantage of the free gift Richard has waiting for you. It's his new ebook, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.